This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Don't forget David Knight and the Real News is on 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. But I am your host, Alex Jones, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and this is the InfoWar. Owen Schroyer, syndicated radio / TV, comes on as well weekdays at 3 p.m. Central right after this transmission ends. I've opened the phone lines up. We're now fully producing the show right here in Austin, Texas. And we're doing that because it's easier to do. Everything's here. It's more redundant. But I do have GCN as a backup on satellite, and it's good to have those guys there as well. So much so I forgot and gave out their number. Like I forgot some other things this week. But we now have the number I've been using for the Sunday show for, hard to believe, almost 10 years. I've been doing the Sunday show. 877-789-2539 is the new number to call us live on air. And we've got 40 phone lines on that system, so it is a little bit better than GCM with five phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we will get you up and on the air. On Vegas specifically, and the attack on the Second Amendment, I'd like it to be first-time callers to give folks a chance to get into the show who haven't been able to get on the broadcast before. So that is coming up. Also, donors of the anti-Trump resistance group revealed. It's a big story that's all over the news. Washington Free Beacon, Zero Hedge, and others. Soros, Kellogg, Ford, donor list of anti-Trump resistance group revealed. And again, they call themselves the resistance because they know you're the resistance, I'm the resistance, and they're a bunch of plagiarists, they're a bunch of frauds, they're a bunch of counterfeiters. They know we're kicking their butt. We've got a beachhead in Washington. It isn't perfect. It's ragtag. It's a train wreck. But culturally, we're promoting Americana, and they know they can't beat that. So they are panicking right now, big time. And that's an interesting article I'm going to be going over, I promise. It's begun. Mother jailed for refusing to vaccinate her son. Up in Michigan. I really like Michigan, but man, talk about a nanny state there in the collapsing cities. They are really pushing it, and that's very, very dangerous precedent. So we're going to break that down. Also, Trump tells the Senate Intel Committee it should investigate fake news media, not the supposed fake news the Russians are funding. The Senate committee came out yesterday and said, we'll keep investigating Russia, but so far we found nothing, not even a shred. No Russia involvement in the election. But they claim some Russian company bought some ads in a couple states on Facebook talking about Ferguson. Well, of course there's going to be foreign think tanks and groups. Our government spent tens of billions of dollars a year. That's public, trying to overthrow the Russian government inside Russia, and Russia only banned it last year. And they have people on Fox News and CNN going, we just can't believe the Russians tried to get involved in the election by buying ads. It's just unprecedented. It's an act of war. No, an act of war is having George Soros try to overthrow every country on their border and actively have Georgia start a war in 2008 and actively try to overthrow the Moscow government that's elected. I mean, they admit that in C-SPAN hearings, that they spent $5 billion overthrowing Ukraine and an elected government. I mean, they are just in Russia's face, just punching Russia in the nose, and then going, I can't believe you're trying to restrain my fist from smashing into you. You're abusing my fist. We're hitting you in the face, and you're trying to stop us and just putting your hand up and blocking it. Why are you attacking my fist? Oh, I just broke my headset again. You know, I really shouldn't bang the table like that. I do it hard enough. It always shorts out the situation. We're going to come back after this break, maybe do a long intro to see if I can try to get hooked back up here on the other side. Help me, Houston. I've lost audio. I've lost my teleprompter like I'm a politician. I can't talk without my earpiece. They're telling me what to say in my earpiece. That's called satire, folks. They don't tell me what to say.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, in this second hour of the worldwide broadcast today, we're going to talk everything Vegas. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. And you've got that tomb out in the desert. That's what I privately call it when I've been there, is a giant tomb of the soulless. And I understand it's the only place you can go to see George Strait. I understand that. It's the only place you can go to see Motley Crue. I mean, those are just examples of all these huge, incredible country music groups, hip-hop groups, you name it, rock and roll groups. They retire, but then they do shows in Vegas, just like Elvis used to do. He started that, or I guess Frank Sinatra. So I could see if Frank Sinatra was still alive, or Johnny Cash, and they only played in Vegas, going to Vegas. But I just don't like the gambling. I don't like all the soullessness that goes on. And it's not that I'm some square who can't handle it. I pick up on the emptiness, the desperation, the soullessness. And it's just very archetypal to see all those beautiful people, all those beautiful souls, gulping like fish out of water, fading out like a setting sun as blood comes out of their mouths, lying in piles of beer cans and Starbucks cups and potato chip packages and hot dog, half-eaten hot dogs. I mean, I was transfixed in a nightmare watching the videos people shot while they were, you know, rendering aid, but also had their cameras on, their GoPros on to document it. And then meanwhile, outrage yesterday after Vermont newspaper runs cartoon of dead bodies in hopes of gun control conversation. What happens in Vegas? And they said, we want to discuss the gun control. Well, if you didn't have all the gun grabbers with their own guns and their own security guards and promoting violence through Hollywood, and even Jimmy Kimmel saying, I'll kill you, Alex Jones, and pointing a gun at me and saying, this is a message, and pulling the trigger, shut up about Hillary Clinton. Imagine if I did that with a gun and said, it's a message to you, Kimmel. I mean, it'd be Jones threatens Kimmel. But Kimmel comes out with this forced crying. He walks out on stage. His eyes are already watering. You can tell he's put some type of pepper in him. And then the fake crying begins. And he admits he gets scripts from Chuckie Schumer every day. It's loaded in the teleprompter. And he even admits it. You want to kill my son if you don't let him have Obamacare written by big banks to screw you? I'm the worst actor on earth. And then if you don't agree with it, oh, you hate his son. You want to kill his son. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now, oh, you're trying to violate my First Amendment. No, when you come out and say ban guns, you come out and jump on it day one like Hillary, we're saying, you know, you really shouldn't be exploiting this day one till we know more. That doesn't mean you don't have free speech. My free speech is I can criticize you, but they always spin that. Oh, you're trying to suppress my free speech when they're the ones with the new Ministry of Truth. They're the ones wanting the Federal Elections Commission to ban InfoWars and Drudge Report. I mean, that's public. Now, that's off the table now, for now. But they're the ones saying ban hate speech, ban the free speech of the right wing. They're the ones saying we're all white supremacists. They're the bullies. He's the one with all the bodyguards. And then all of the usual suspects. I've got a bunch of these clips, but here it is one more time before I go to your phone calls, because this illustrates the total hypocrisy and, again, the fake crying, all of it. Here it is.
Those watching Las Vegas were, you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact that 59 innocent people were killed. They say it's inappropriate.
Let me decipher that from the office of Chuck Schumer, literally written in an email or in phone calls. This is admitted to him. He's very proud that he talks to Schumer daily. He tells him what to say. That's his words. Schumer tells me what to say. What he's saying is, we're the ruling class. We want you disarmed. We've all got bodyguards and guns and brag about it in other videos we're about to show you. But you, the prole, you, the slave, you, the underclass, you don't get to have that like in Chicago, New York, or D.C. We're going to feed on you, and we, the criminal class, are going to control you. And when we come out and cry and say you're to blame and we want your guns, and then you respond by saying, no, here's the statistics, don't take our rights, oh, then you turn it around that we've taken your right. This is lies upon twisting, upon to spin, upon deception, and then all over again. So now he acts like he's defending the Second Amendment by the First Amendment. He's now the defender of the rights when he's trying to take the right away, and the group he represents wants to take all our free speech. This is a danger. This puppet, this teleprompter reader, this isn't Kimmel, but the mouth, this facsimile. It's like you had a cutout of Kimmel, and then in between it, you got Soros like this. It looks like Kimmel, but it's Soros. Oh, yeah, take the guns, and they don't like First Amendment either. They're the ones that are against the rights. Yeah. Give me a close shot on four. Hi. Oh, this is Chuckie Schumer. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Hi. Yeah, we're not elitists that have our own guns and bodyguards, but we do. You can't have yours. And if you disagree with me, you're trying to take my First Amendment, even though I'm the one taking your Second Amendment and apparently wanting to get rid of the First. So let's hear from Chuckie Schumer. Let's start Chuckie Schumer over. In fact, from now on, how do you combine Kimmel and Schumer? I mean, I guess it's Chuck, Jimmy, Kimmel, Schumer. That's it. So he will now henceforth be known as Chuck, Jimmy, Kimmel, Schumer. What do you call it when you combine Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? They have a name. But that's not good enough here. It's just Chuck, Jimmy, Kimmel, Schumer. So let's hear from the literal puppet. Here it is.
Those watching Las Vegas were, you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something.
By the way, stop again. That's another lie. He knows you're tuning out like the NFL, tuning out for political correctness. He knows. So he's lying to you because they did it throughout the show. So he's like, don't leave. Stay. I'm not being political. I'm not beating you over the head. See, it's all lies. It's pure lies. Start it over.
Las Vegas were, you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact that 59 innocent
people just called you a nut.
They say it's inappropriate to be talking about it because it's too soon. Well, maybe it's too soon for you because deep down inside, you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they
all right,
want.
Pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. No, I don't feel guilt. I feel pride and responsibility in that America is one of the freest countries in the world like Switzerland, and that we have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from corrupt elites like you. And I'm proud I have a platform to stand up against a vicious, evil, sellout, mercenary, dirtbag, anti-American piece of garbage like you, Kimmel, who would have the nerve to read off a teleprompter and tell me that I'm responsible for these dead people and these wounded people. You are the biggest guilt-tripping, piece of garbage I've ever seen, Chucky Schumer. Chuck Kimmel Schumer, back to you.
For you, because deep down inside, you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they want. Now you want to cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business.
No, we don't cover ourselves from storms of outrage. We go into those storms to tell the truth honorably. We don't care about the crowd. We don't care about intimidation. We don't care about brainwashing because we're leaders. We're like the North Star. We stand for something, and that's our integrity, Kimmel. We don't read off teleprompters. We're our own men, Kimmel. Back to Kimmel.
Cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business as usual, but
we're in dirty businesses. Just like they've had Oberman come out and say, gun owners are terrorists, period. And what do you do to them? You lock them up. Oh, but Jimmy Kimmel, as a gun owner, he's not a terrorist. Oh, no. It's like pigs in Animal Farm. They can walk on two legs. Two legs, bad. Four legs, good. Except when they're on two legs, then it's two legs is okay, right? Right? You think you've killed logic. You think you've lowered our IQ. You think you've won. There's still enough of us that know who you are, enemy.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've said a lot of really mean things about Jimmy Kimmel, even after he did the whole joke piece about how he wanted to kill me. I was good humored about it because I'm a good humored person. But he's now saying that gun owners are dirty, bad people, and that we're responsible for those murders in Vegas. That is an incredibly dangerous precedent. That's like saying if a jihadi runs over a couple hundred people in Nice, and how many people did it kill, like 80-something? That somehow people that drive delivery trucks are in a dirty business and somehow they're guilty. Or if somebody stabs somebody to death with a butcher knife, that we're guilty. That is so fraudulent. And I reject it. And I reject Chuckie Schumer, that is the brain of Kimmel. But all the shows have gone political because they're losing control. And they know it's hurting their ratings, but they don't care. They know it drove CNN and MSNBC into the ground. And they know it's driving HBO into the ground. And they know they're getting one-star votes on Netflix and all the other platforms. But they just remove the stars off of those particular programs so you can't vote. Because they're going to force-feed you. And that's what Jimmy Kimmel should know. Megyn Kelly was the second most popular person on Fox News, sometimes the most popular. She went from being a mild conservative to being her true globalist, liberal, control freak personage. And Donald Trump crippled her. And even though she tried to destroy me, just the fact that she set herself up against the populist movement, even though the interview made me look like hell, everyone rejected her in the process and her ratings went down 70%. And now her new show is floundering. And even mainstream media admits that Donald Trump and Alex Jones killed Megyn Kelly's career. But that's not really even accurate. She killed her own career. And the people that put her in that position knew what they were doing. If it worked, if she was successful, then good. But they knew. 5-1. Then it'd be over for her. But she was so narcissistic, she had no idea she was walking in front of a political firing squad. And Tom Brokaw, I've got clips of him with Megyn Kelly, running around demonizing all gun owners. I'm going to play that clip coming up. It's sickening to have these criminals. And in my view, they're criminals working for the big corporate media, getting taxpayer money through the subsidiaries, through the stimulus programs, trying to steal our basic civil rights. You try to violate somebody's First Amendment, it's racketeering. You try to take somebody's Second Amendment, it's racketeering. You break in somebody's house, try to surveil them without a warrant, you violated the Fourth, it's criminal. And it is a civil rights violation with this big combine of bullies getting together, trying to intimidate us and peck at us and name call us and censor us and boycott us until we give in to them. Well, I think they've noticed that the American people are finally awake. They took the fact that we were sleeping, that we were pliant. Now we're awake. And they're going, oh, my gosh, we're dealing with a world champion donkey. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the American spirit is like that of a jackass. And that's why the Democrats used to have that as their logo. They're a totally different party than they were in Thomas Jefferson's date. And then by the Civil War, the whole donkey thing appeared, by meaning they were stubborn. It was seen as a stubborn, hard-nosed, smart animal that wasn't going to be pushed around. And now they're realizing that the American people are like a cross between a donkey and an elephant, big and strong and dedicated and slow to anger, like an elephant. But once you get one mad, look out. So see, all the symbols of what America is, they've stolen, and we're taking those symbols back. Like, I'm thinking about making my symbol be a jackass. Because you're not going to make me do anything I don't want to do. And the more you bully me and the more you attack me, the more I'm going to attack back. Oh, and watch what's happening. I'm basing what I do in Americana and truth and justice and freedom. You're basing all your garbage in fraud. And so what's happening to you? You're losing support. You're getting weaker. We're getting stronger. And InfoWars is just one focal point, one manifestation. There's so many new great minds popping up of every color, of every creed, all part of the human race, that you're in full panic mode. We're going to go to Zach, Chris, Jeff, Patricia, Paul, Jesse, Kim, and others. On the other side of the break, I'm going right to you. But before I do that, I want to get the plugs out of the way. If you don't support this broadcast by sharing the articles, the videos, the stories, we won't get around the censors. We won't get around the bots. We won't get around the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the Googles. But you've been doing that. So our average video on Facebook and YouTube doesn't just have 30, 40,000 views. Now they're back to their 250,000, million, 2 million, 5 million. And we always have videos every week to get millions of views, sometimes tens of millions. But we are exploding past all the censors. And they even got news articles out today saying, look, Jones is putting out fake news. Ban him. Don't let him be on Facebook. What are you doing? He gets hundreds of thousands of views every few minutes. Because they're actually watching it in horror. All these new viewers. The fake news that the shooter didn't act alone. The fake news that he was being radicalized. All of it confirmed by the sheriff's department. The fake news that he was on antipsychotics, all confirmed. The fake news that they had an intelligence agency cut out, all confirmed. The fake news there was a woman in the hotel with him days before and he was there for 5 days, not three. Now all confirmed, all confirmed, all confirmed, all confirmed, all confirmed, all confirmed, and a whole bunch more about to get confirmed, 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 confirmed. Oh, we've got all the contacts flooding in. Vetting it all is the problem. It's like, you know, 100 people trying to eat an elephant. It's a lot of intel to go over, but we're doing it. And as our credibility rises, we just get more and more plum information. But excuse me, back to the plugging. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. You're the reason we're winning. And we have the great brain nootropic, brain booster, brain force, sold out for a long time. But I said double our order, and double came in. And I'm dropping it to 50% off. You get the auto ship. It's a lost leader. We've never had it this low. Not because it's not popular. It's so popular, I want more people to get it. And as I lower prices down to almost cost, it's exponential. You're ordering so much that we actually bring in more money even though we slash prices. The American system's working. InfoWarsLive.com. 50% off. 50% off. Until it gets close to selling out, I'll put it back to top price until we get more in. Or it sells out. And we got a bunch of specials that are about to end. A bunch of specials did end. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is still there, but we went back to full price. But we've got the Secret 12, the B12. We've got the Caveman Bone Broth Formula. Incredible. Try it. 50% off. And a bunch of other stuff that's going to end in the next few days. So, take advantage. InfoWarsLive.com. And while you're at it, get CNN's fake news t-shirts. Get some books. Get some Molon Labe t-shirts. Get some Make America Free.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sending out the SOS to the world. There are global tyrants. parents, seizing on every tragedy to push global tyranny and mass control over the population. Infowars.com is the main news site. Our news site is newswars.com. And before I go to your calls and more news, just briefly, I cannot impress upon you on my knees for your children, my children, our collective future. I cannot impress upon you enough the power that you hold in your hands to take on these globalists and their fraud. When you shoot a video of a live event and upload it, you create a history. When you tell somebody about a news site, when you share an article, when you share a tip, when you call into a talk radio show, when you call into C-SPAN, everybody together stands up to the bullies and lets them know we have the moral high ground, we're the majority of every color and every creed, all red blood, one race, and we're not going away. We're not backing down. We're not giving in. And they know we're breaking their will right now. That's why they're panicking. The big fourth turning is here. The next big awakening is here. And this is the big one. History goes in cycles. The globalists admit this. They know this. And they know they're in deep trouble. But they're not going quietly. And we're not going to have some utopia on the other side of this. We're just not going to have truly psychotic people trying to direct our downfall. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, and then coming up, more on the Las Vegas shooter. The sheriff's department came out now and said he most certainly did not act alone. That's a quote. What did we tell you? Our sources, they do believe he did not act alone. There's evidence he didn't act alone. There was a woman inside there with him. We got the receipts. We published them. Drudge linked to it. Then the sheriff's department comes out and confirms it all. Just like we told you, there was Antifa and Islamic material inside the hotel. There was Antifa stuff everywhere and photos of Middle Eastern trips. That's the exact quote from the source. And the Middle Eastern trips have now been confirmed. And this guy was a pilot. This guy had millions of dollars a year of his discretionary income. He was an investor. And how do you do it? The casinos don't track the money you bring in. They're money laundering facilities in many cases. You go in. You spend sometimes $100,000, you lose. You bring out $60,000. Doesn't matter. You just laundered the money, tax-free. And we've gone over his whole MO. What do you, the callers, think? I always love the angles and things you raise. So Zach, Chris, Jeff, Patricia, Paul, Jesse, Kim, we're going to all of you. Then I'm going to get to Tom Brokaw, blaming gun owners. That's the thing. You did it. You're bad. You're a murderer. You didn't know you killed those people? But I want to play one thing first, and I promise I'm going to your calls. This is a clip shot by friends of the man who was shot in the leg, and Melania Trump and President Trump went and visited everyone at multiple hospitals. Now, remember, they do this all the time, the personal touch. And the media says, oh, he didn't really visit Scalise. And they even said yesterday, oh, he's not really visiting people. But I know folks that know Trump. He'll call sometimes. He's in the hospitality business. His real money was made in condos he sells and rents. That Trump will make 500 phone calls to people renting just to make sure they're happy. Because he has tens of thousands renting from him. Now, he can't do that as much as president now, but he's the type of guy, when I got married in January, remarried, he called up to congratulate me. We talked about 5 minutes. Then he wanted to talk to my wife. They talked about 5 minutes. That's when he was president. And that's the kind of stuff. Now, you don't get those calls now. I mean, some people get calls about, don't worry, we're not going in to take Assad out. And don't worry, we're going to get that tax cut. Don't believe that stuff you heard and let folks know. But they're fighting to keep him from calling. They're so jealous, they pull their hair out. But just to see them lie and say that Trump never actually visits anybody, it's all a fraud. Obama's the one that didn't go to hurricanes. But again, they invert reality. Look what they just tried in Puerto Rico, but it blew up in their face. They were blocking it, the Democrats, costing lives. And of course this guy had help. And he's got a leftist cutout. He's got the Antifa material. Now, was it a sting of Antifa buying weapons? Who say they're going to have this uprising in October and November, and they got all the weapons on the way, all those videos? I don't know. I don't know. Law enforcement doesn't know exactly from my sources. And it's all compartmentalized. And we know Trump doesn't control all these agencies and that most of the higher-ups are globalists. So the president is working to get information. Now, that's why he was in Vegas, was also to talk to law enforcement from different agencies himself privately and say, what really happened? Spill your guts. I'm the president. You talk about hands-on. This is like John Wayne for real, folks. All right. How long till break here? Got a new clock. Let's go ahead and start going to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Illinois. Zach, thanks for holding her on the air.
I read a lot of news, and I can't even really form an opinion without reading, probably five different articles, because, it's not that I can't think for myself, but I like to get a lot of other opinions. But if these people think there's only one shooter, they're crazy, man. The sheriff even said it yesterday. There's no way that he could have acted alone. There's no way. And I think this, with how he was 500 to 600 yards away from the festival, and he had some high-powered rifles, but I think there had to have been somebody through the back, towards the MGM resort.
You're really smart, and we've been still investigating this before we release our full findings, but I have talked to people in Army intelligence, in Army Special Operations, Navy SEALs, former leaders of major SEAL teams. I mean, Craig Sawyer was a group leader in SEAL Team 6. I mean, that's as high levels it gets. And they all say multiple shooters, different guns going off same time, different caliber. One's a full belt gun. It's not a crank or these break stop backs that, these junk guns or whatever they're calling them. And what you're saying is absolutely on target. And then we've got all these videos. I have a 5-minute compilation I'm going to get to after some calls that Rob News is uploading right now at Infowars.com, where it's just all the witnesses and you hear super far off. It's not an echo. Boom, 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 boom. And then right up close, bam, 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 right beneath Mandalay. So 100% you're hearing this and it looks very conclusive. Now, we don't get to fight with each other. I'm not mad at Paul that a lot of eyewitnesses were on the ground say that they thought there was, only one shooter. Regardless, he had help. Regardless, our sources have been accurate. It's okay for all of us to have different theories and investigate this. But mainstream media wants to tell us we can't watch the footage. We can't look into his past. We can't do research. We're just supposed to back off and not know what happened and then let them blame gun owners and blame America and blame Trump. No, we're not doing that. We're actually investigating it. And the Democrats said, we're coming to kill Trump supporters in October. We're going to kill you. The revolution starts. And I predicted it would happen. And it has perfect timing, and the hotel clearly is covering up, and clearly he couldn't get all those guns in there for 5 days, and they're lying about how many days he was there, and the hotel has all the connections to the leftist, and George Soros, and the, quote, resistance group, as it's called. What do you make of that?
They're opening a new MGM resort in the Middle East. So, this guy is definitely involved. The people who own the MGM, they had to, this is why ISIS is claiming responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Listen. Their biggest group they give to is CARE, the big U.S. Muslim group. I mean, the whole thing is unbelievably stinky. And you know who it smells like, ladies and gentlemen, the filthy, evil, murderous, cold-blooded Democratic Party that funded the Arab Spring.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from HOPLITEArmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Such a critical time.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are in such a critical time. The globalists are trying to stop a worldwide populist movement. They said mass terror is coming. Of course, they want to pin it on the liberty movement. All evidence points towards globalist deep state operatives, the motive, the target, the evidence coming out. We've been completely validated. The globalists are upset. I want to go to Kim in Wisconsin next, then Paul in Georgia, then Jeff in Arizona, Chris in Arizona. We're going to get to everybody. But what a great caller earlier bringing up the multiple shooter situation. I understand a lot of witnesses that were up close say it was one shooter from the hotel. We can obsess over it all day. We know the guy got help. The sheriff's department says that's clear. We know he's getting radicalized. We know this being covered up. We know somebody was giving him millions of dollars. We know the hotel is in deep with the Muslim Brotherhood. Admittedly. I mean, this is really suspicious. And we also know, if you pull back from it, that they lied about how many days he was in there. And again, we broke that. And I'm not bragging. It's just we're totally on target. That's why they're so scared and trying to destroy us, because we'll just report what's really going on. We're not stupid. We know the MO. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know there's a cover-up going on right now. And we know who had the motive and the history. But, I mean, there's a particular footage that I rolled last night in a special broadcast I did that was internet-only titled Incredible Must-See Footage of Second Shooter. And you also got police scanners with multiple shooters. And it's not just confusion. The lady's in a cab. You hear off far. Boom, 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 boom. It's a gun. And then right above her, right where the shooter is, bam, 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 bam. And it's not like he shoots first loud and then you hear an echo a half second later. It's boom, 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 boom. I'm going to play this next hour. Boom, 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 boom. And then she waits like a minute and it's like blam, 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 blam. There's no mistaking it. And I'm not the military expert. I've talked to a bunch of them on air and off air. They say it's clear. So I don't want to make it all about this, though. But that's where people are going, so fine. Kim, you're on the air from Wisconsin. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering your opinion on some of the admitted reports, and I'm not insinuating anything, but I think it should be looked into, of musicians at the concert partying near the 32nd level in the Mandalay Bay, and also why they left the lights on and didn't say run for your lives after the shooting started. I have two other points, too, but go ahead and respond to that one.
Well, I guess that was one of the suite levels, so I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think you have the musicians involved. And then you also got them panicking, leaving the lights on, because they're not sitting at the switch thinking, if a mass shooting happens, I'm going to turn the lights off. I mean, I think even some of the smartest minds in the world aren't just sitting right by the light switch in case a mass shooting starts, thinking to pull the switch. Plus, more people might get killed stampeding over each other in the ensuing panic. So what do you think?
You know, I it's hard to say because you can imagine yourself in the same situation. You see people start dropping if you would just run for your life. But, you know, the technician guys, as you know, who operate the lights, they're in back or they're in some booth. Like you said, maybe it was just in a panic type of thing. But in that video alluded to earlier of the gentleman walking around in the field with the garbage on the ground, he's asking also about the lights and how they were on during the shooting and off beforehand. And
brother, this thing smells like the biggest rat on planet Earth, okay? Look at who owns it. Look who's doing it. Look at the timing. Look how the globalists said they were going to start the overthrow in October. Look at all our experts predicting an attack on a big event like this to trigger it. I mean, we're here. And I'm telling you, a bunch more is about to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. I've seen all the evidence. I feel it in my gut. They're making their move. What do you say, Kim?
Well, you know, they've done this time and time again in countries around the world.
That's,
I think,
right.
It's very interesting. If you allude back to modernity in the 90s, and we'll start with the first Clinton administration.
Well, there was also Tasmania and the stuff there with the big stage shootings and how they use that to ban guns. I mean, yes, this is a formulae. And then use our hurt hearts of 40, 50, 60 dead people to then make us all feel guilty like we did it, so we give up our guns. That's what Kimmel and Schumer and these dirtbags are doing. Good to hear from you, Kim. Great points. Paul, we're going to go to Georgia and talk to Paul. Paul, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to bring up a point. Steve Fachinik came on yesterday on David Knight's show and said this whole thing didn't happen. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I think it's preposterous. I've watched the raw footage. I've talked to folks that were there. You can't fake people dying and bleeding out. And he can have his opinion. I can have mine, but I don't buy into that.
Well, it's almost like a disinformation campaign. Is he still working for the CIA here? I mean, this whole thing.
Well, I think that's safe to say, yeah.
A deep state coup to provoke a response. This was an attack on middle America.
The target, just like Colonel Schaefer said, the target is the motive and the top psychiatrist and everybody else. Of course. Of course.
They want us to jump the gun. They want us to start shooting at BLM and Antifa.
That's what my highest level.
Get in line, Mr. and Mrs. America. Hand over your guns. That was the goal of this. The next step is taking a shot at our president. And at what point does Alex Jones put down the mic and pick up the gun?
Well, I always love how folks. Hold on, let me talk now. You're talking over me. I have picked up the gun. Information warfare is 90% of modern war. Okay? So I'm here trying to win peacefully. We are politically winning peacefully. And you just said they're trying to elicit a response. They just tacked flyover country, bitter clingers, middle America, the left celebrating it, saying you deserve to die, CBS executives, big Democrats, Hollywood stars, they're scum. Newspaper editors, newspaper editorialists, they're out there saying, give us your guns, scum, see what it's like to get killed, trying to terrorize us. It's clear, okay? They're involved, they ran it, they've done it. All the evidence points towards that. I'm 95% sure. The motive, the history. But then in your next breath, when is Jones going to pick up the gun? Like, I haven't done work. Like, I haven't done enough. Like, I'm some lazy schmo who's been fighting against America, and then I'm supposed to say, I'm General Jones, and let's saddle up and prepare for war with who? The government has got good people and bad people in it. We're fighting an intellectual war. So, it's oxymoronic to ask me when I pick up weapons. Sounds like offensively. What are you saying?
No, when would you tell us the time is here, is what I'm saying. How long, when does InfoWars go off the air and go into the foxhole?
Well, I think at the point that we're a good canary in the coal mine, and I don't say this is a dead man switch for my own sake, but, I mean, if they take me down or grab me or kill me, I'm not saying go out and do anything, but they're coming after you next. And if they kill the president, they're going to then have a bunch of false flags to make it look like the Liberty Movement or terrorists or whatever, to try to demonize us further so that we apologize, they break our will, we turn our guns in, and they take their time rounding us up. So I think people have to make their own decisions about that. And they also have to understand that the police and military won't know what's going on too much during all this, just like the public. And so it's important to realize that if that's going on, that's not your target. Everybody needs to be discussing who runs this, who is the enemy, who are the vocal figureheads of it, who is quarterbacking it, who is setting it up, who is the foreign force. And I think that's why most of them have already evacuated the country, because they're getting ready for this. But they're not going to be safe in Australia or New Zealand. They're not going to be safe in Europe. They're not going to be safe in the Cook Islands. They're not going to be safe on Kauai. We've all identified them. Everybody knows who they are. And they will be brought to justice if they're able to launch this civil war. Know that. They will be defeated. And it's important to let them know that. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it wasn't a shot at you. You're doing tremendously more than the rest of us just listening. I love the products. I'm a listener for several years, since well before the election. I'm a Trump supporter. And if they take a shot at our president, I don't think he would have to tell anyone to take action, I think.
I know, but sir, well, what I'm saying is, and God bless you, I didn't mean to get grumpy with you. It's just, this stuff's very frustrating, so I'm sorry I misread what you were saying. What I'm getting at here is, what they'll do is, they'll probably blow up a nursery school or a bunch of kids or a football game or shoot them up right at the same time they kill the president, to have that overshadow the killing of the president to demonize his supporters. So I understand you're not going to have to get directed where to go. The point is, they're going to do events to demonize you preemptively. You understand? This is a test just to maneuver us into the mind frame they want. This is 100% staged, brother. So I'm saying, this is them taking the safety off. They're cleared to fire. They've got us in their crosshairs right now. You understand? God bless you, brother. All right, I'm going to come back and take more calls. And once Gavin McGinnis gets on with us, I'm going to play 4 or 5 minutes that Rob News put together of all the eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters. But you can get confused by a guy shooting from a building and it bounces off another building.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products.